the opportunities like come different.
Okay.
Like doing something different, not the regular thing.
Hmm.
Like everybody, like there's this new pant that is going on in Lagos.
Yeah.
New
one with that. Okay.
Almost every ready to wear brand is doing it. Yeah, everybody wants to do something that everybody wants to buy, but at the same time, like try to think different.
Creativity.
Even if you're selling your own for like more than the price of somebody will actually tell you, I can get it for this. Like, they don't even differentiate between like the quality one and the normal. It's just pants.
Hello everyone, my name is Oji Akinabi. I'm a storyteller and a serial entrepreneur. Today I have Boluwa Tife in the studio. I will be going through how to help her grow her fashion business. Hello Bolu.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Same here.
Forgive me for that. I know you like to be called Tife, not Bolu, right?
I didn't even notice that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
you. So fashion business is a common thing in this country and even our continent. But then also there is enormous opportunities within the industry. And I still believe that there is still some market to be captured by people. So let's talk about your business. How did you come about the business?
Tife Ogeyim.
Okay, Tife Ogeyim.
Yeah. It's just my love for fashion, yeah.
Okay.
My love to dress up, my love to like help people look good.
Okay.
Yeah. My love to like put something together and like, yeah. I did that. Tife Ogeyim did that.
Okay.
And then to make money out of it.
Of course. And I'm sure you're wearing a piece from Tife Ogeyim. So it's good to represent your own brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. The name, how did you come about the name Tife Ogeyim? I mean, I know it's quite direct for those that understand Yoruba. Ogeyim has to do with fashion and all that.
Yeah, it's actually not direct. I think it's a Yoruba person that would think it's direct, but Igbo people mistake it as Ogeyim.
Oh, what is Ogeyim in Igbo?
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember. Like Ogeyim or Ogechi or like just from.
Oh yeah, not Ogechi.
Yeah, but it was Tife Ogeyim, like the first fashion and. Somebody actually inspired that name.
Nice.
Yeah, a Nollywood filmmaker, Twin Abraham.
I see.
She inspired it. There was a time she was running a fashion business. I think she has like a ready-to-wear business too at that time. I think that was like 2021 or 2022. I can't remember. I don't know if she's still running it low-key though, but yeah. The name of that ready-to-wear then was Toketile by Towing. So like up and down by Towing. So yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, I want to do something like that. I started off as Ogeyim by Tife. Yeah, Ogeyim, but that's like fashion.
But now Tife Ogeyim.
Yeah, but now Tife
Ogeyim. Not too far apart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So you're like you mentioned, you do ready to wear, correct? So ready to wear space is quite jam packed. There's a lot of people within that space, even though. The market is still also quite big and all of that. So, and most of the time, what would mostly differentiate different brand is their unique design. And what would you say is your own differentiators or your own competitive advantages?
And it's just the opportunities like come different.
Okay.
Like doing something different, not the regular thing.
Hmm.
Like everybody, like there's this new pant that is going on in Lagos. Almost every ready to wear brand is doing it. Yeah, everybody wants to do something that everybody wants to buy, but at the same time, like try to think different.
Creativity.
Even if you're selling your own for like more than the price of somebody will actually tell you, I can get it for this. Like they don't even differentiate between like the quality one and the normal. It's just pants. So I mean, just doing something different, like the uniqueness, like when you're wearing Tife, like other designers, when you see some other designers wear, when you see a Vicky James dress, you can differentiate with a Tony Lawani dress.
So I think you will be able to. I might not be able to.
Nah, I think yeah, maybe people that knows fashion,
yeah,
they should be able to differentiate. Like it's just different. The vibe is different. Everything is just different. So yeah,
I see.
It's just the uniqueness in the dress. And
I see. And of course, also once you know your own tribe, you just get out of them. Who are your primary target audience? Do you know their persona?
Primary target audience.
Yes.
I think I'm targeting everybody. Everybody wear dresses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Male and female?
Yeah. I'm doing female now, but after school, I'll start with the male. Like, I'm going to get a stylist. I'll start for male.
Ready to wear.
To wear. And I can actually do bespoke too. I'm doing bespoke too. But the reason is ready to wear now is because I'm a student.
Okay.
And I don't want to start disappointing
people.
Yeah.
No, when you give them appointment, you don't want to.
So, yeah. And school stuff might come up that I have to meet up with. And all of that.
I see.
Yeah, that's why it's ready to wear.
I see. I mean, how long have you been running your business?
3 years now.
3 years, 3 years. But why did you go back to school? Obviously, you were running your business before you went back to school.
No.
Okay, tell us about it. Tell us about the story there. I think people like to hear the story.
Honestly, I finished my ND. I'm a student in a polytechnic school, KZU Polytechnic, and I finished my 2 years. Everybody knows like polytechnics are like 2 years and IT and then 2 years after.
Yeah.
So when I finished my ND, I went for my IT and I just wanted to do like something different. I don't want to be in school and be calling home, like, you know. So yeah, I went to a fashion house and I learned from the best. Yeah. And yeah, years after, when I feel like, okay, now I'm ready to introduce the brand. Okay, so where am I going to start the introduction from? I mean, there should be somebody that people that know, like, okay, this is what you do and this is what you're into. And where they see it, it is a different thing. Even like marketing online is not like a physical marketing. Like when they see what you're doing, when you tell them what you do, when they see it. Yeah, so I went to school and it's more like going back to school is more like advertising myself, like marketing.
Are you targeting student market? Well, so why? I mean, we chose
student,
campus.
Student,
to,
whatever.
I mean, why? That's
I'm actually a finalist. I'll be done in like 2 months.
Okay.
So students will become working class in like 2 or 3 months. And students are going to become wise. Students are going to become business owners.
That's correct.
So yeah,
correct.
We do
that's
like
correct. So you probably want to capture them, want to catch them while they're still student. And that's okay. That's okay. So I mean, you say you've been running the business for 3 years. In terms of revenue, what would you say? How would you rate your revenue in the last 3 years?
In the last 3 years, my revenue in the last 3 years have actually like not been stable.
Okay.
Actually, it's like when I started, like the initial capital I used in starting, it's almost like the revenue I just reinvest it like to go larger and bigger, like to like produce more designs and all of that. So yeah, that's what has been since so, like 3 years now.
Okay. So but have you seen improvement over years?
Yeah,
so was last year better than the previous year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this year is better than last year.
Oh, this year is better than last year. Already you can see that this year is better than last year. But what have you done or what are you doing differently that has made this year better than last year so far?
I've just been doing like a lot of marketing.
Okay.
Like online. I've been like doing promotional content.
Okay.
I've been like using models and like, yeah, these are their own promotions for me.
Okay.
And like marketing within the school too.
I see.
Yeah, like sales, you know, stuff like that.
So sales has picked up. On a monthly basis, how many pieces do you sell on the average?
Honestly, on a monthly basis, maybe like 10 pieces.
Okay.
Like on a monthly
basis.
Yeah. In school, maybe like 10 pieces.
10 pieces.
Or 10 pieces plus per month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you sell 10 pieces on a monthly basis. What would be the ideal growth for you this year? What are you looking to do in terms of numbers? Because if you say on the average 10 pieces per month, so one would say normally you should do at least 120 pieces in a year. So but this year, what goals did you set for yourself in terms of number of
this year goals I set for myself? Actually, I'm trying not to like push myself too far.
Okay.
Because I have like stuff that are obviously in front of me.
Okay.
Like after school, there's NYC and all of that. So I'm still trying to like move around it and move around. It's still more like awareness. So
you're still, I don't want to say winging it. Is that the right word?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't want to like really be focused
on that right now.
Yeah,
maybe until you're completely done with your education, right?
I just want people to know, like, okay, like I'm trying to like build like a loyal customer.
So if I get it correctly, your focus right now is not to increase the revenue, to grow the revenue, but to grow the brand.
Growing the revenue means growing the brand too. Or growing the brand means growing the revenue.
I mean, that's true. When you grow the brand, eventually revenue will grow.
Yeah.
But you can do one growing the brand and just expect that to grow revenue over time. You understand? But I just want to be clear where you are right now, because again, our focus is to help you figure out how you can grow your revenue, then you grow your business.
Okay, I think right now is more of growing the brand.
Okay.
Like making awareness of the brand.
Okay.
Letting people know what they can get from the brand.
Okay.
How the brand can serve them and like the satisfaction from the brand.
Okay.
So when we're ready, like we're stable to start growing the revenue.
Okay.
We have their trust that, okay, no, it's the fair game. She can't do less.
I see.
So yeah.
I see. So now, are you doing that? I mean, I know you've mentioned that you are running some ads, doing some paid advertising. Is that correct? And you also mentioned that you do some content.
Yeah.
Which I think that's good because you can start telling the stories of the brand, how you want it to be perceived.
Yeah.
And consistently so, because again, things don't just happen overnight. And if you do it consistently, maybe over 6 months, about 3 months, you know that you would have grown the brand to a point where you have loyal following, or you have some level of trust from a network, you know, that when you introduce a piece, you know, they pick it up, they buy, and that can drive your revenue, which I think will be good. I mean, I don't think there is much I can help you with at this time, because the cap I'm wearing is the cap of growing your revenue.
Yeah.
And but then also, I think eventually if you do the brand driving the brand growth properly, eventually you will be able to grow the revenue.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific questions to ask me?
Not really, actually.
Is that a yes or no? Not really. Is no, not a yes, is not a no. So is that
me no? Because I don't know if you're like really like, I would want to ask like a fashion.
Try me.
Business.
Try me.
Question.
Try me.
Okay, so the question is, a lot of things have been going on online now, like creating designs and recreating your designs without like a proper like
approval.
Yeah. And I've not really seen like a proper action against it. It's just like normal like dragging or banter online. I've not said like, oh, you did this, I'm suing you, or you have to do this, or you have to take it down, or something like that. I don't know. I don't understand that part, because
I mean, so that's actually quite a brilliant question to ask. You're talking about IP, intellectual property. You know, so there is a book, The Nigerian Internet Law. You can see the book right there. There is also the Nigerian Intellectual Property Act, which of course is important for every person in the creative business to go and study and understand how to protect your creative IP. And I think, enforcing the law in this climate is not something that our people are used to. They can shout, make noise, but going through the legal route to enforce the codes of the legal process, you know, is something that our people shy away from. For a number of reasons, the stress and of course the judicial, the integrity of the judicial arm of government in the country. Do people really trust the judicial process? when they want to enforce the intellectual property that has been enshrined in the Nigeria constitution and all of that. So those are the reasons, but what I do think one thing that is important is trademark. You know, as a fashion designer, trademark as much as possible your design. Some you will be able to kind of like maybe secure some patent for design patents. So all of that is something that can be explored. But you know, not a lot of fashion designer actually does that. Like the popular pants that is quite out there right now, there's actually a particular brand that started it. You know, and they were selling they had some billboard that they ran, and after that you see a lot of people start making it. So because they see that people actually want to buy it, you know, could it be that particular brand could have trademarked that design or patented that design in such a way that you can reproduce it? You know, that is something that you have to be able to maybe speak to an IP consultant about, you know. And I think I like the fact that you're asking. So if you have any unique design, try and speak to a lawyer that understand IP in the context of the Nigerian law, that can really guide you so that you can protect your creative IP. It's quite important, because if you're able to exclusively exploit the financial benefit of creative IP, you will make money, good money. Other than if people are now copying it everywhere, it's not making the same thing, which will deny you of the revenue that you should have gotten from that intellectual property. Is that all?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for asking that question, by the way. That's one of the most intelligent questions anybody has asked me, particularly on this show. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.